Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you so much. Okay, spoiler, where's Stevie? Stevie is not very well today, so it's just me holding the ship on my own. Anybody who needs to leave now after they've heard that news, I understand. If Stevie is your favourite one and you think, fuck the other girl, she's, don't care for it. So it's just me holding the ship on my own, and if you've come to a live show before or if you know the podcast, you will know it will be anecdotal based and will lack structure. Okay. Okay, but it's not just me today. I am joined by, please, could you give the most enormous big ballum welcome to the two-thirds of the incredible birthday girls. Please welcome to the stage Rose Johnson and BT Edmondson. Keep it going. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah.
Oh. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here.
You're doing such
Thank
a great
you.
Job.
Thank you so much. This is friendship. Just ladies in big smocks just saying.
When we were downstairs in the dressing room, who was it? Was it, there's another comedian who just looked at us and went, wow, those are some prints.
So many prints.
Yes, we will wear a print.
We love a print.
In lieu of a personality.
You've got to bring a print. Thank you so much for being here. Okay, today's episode is how to sort your life out with Stacey Solomon.
Yes.
Except Stacey Solomon is not here.
Oh, no. Yeah, I did just see a woman in the audience go, but it's just us.
Sorry. Just us. How to sort your life out without Stacey Solomon. So I think I wouldn't be alone to say that Stacey Solomon show or shows of that ilk, or even a sort of like a changing room of the 90s, or even Trini and Susanna or Gok or any of the guys, it was all like somebody coming into your life, ideally taking everything you own to a local village hall.
Yes.
And then telling you what you couldn't have and putting it back in your house. And I crave that experience so badly.
It's my number one fantasy. It's basically someone coming and just burning all my belongings.
Yeah. Me too. You know that you rid. Can just do that.
Oh, come on.
It's tough because you want Stacey to do it, you know?
And also there's so many nooks and crannies. Like there's just stuff everywhere. I just put bags of crap in corners and just forget about it. And then it just builds up. And then that's the crap corner. And then I get another new corner where I put all my crap. And then that's like the crap shelf. And then I've just got like, just my whole house is just crap.
That's the most she said all day.
So those bags, I mean, you can call them whatever you wish, but their technical term is bags of doom.
Oh, right, yes.
They are a bag that's just like, when you look at it, you're like, gun to my head, what's in there? I don't know. And it's just in the corner of my house. And if anybody comes or I'm panicking or tidying, I just put it all in the bag.
Yeah.
And there's just more and more bags. And you bring out like another bag for life being like, what's in it?
Do you know what I used to do when I used to have house parties, but I don't anymore because I have children. But I used to just put blankets over the corners.
Yeah, yeah.
I had, you know, the chair in your room. I just put a blanket over it.
And that's done.
And done. Clean.
There was a period of about 2 years where BT would not let us even open the door to her bedroom because it was that messy.
Yeah, it was very much try and find some floor space to put your foot to crawl through.
And I don't want to say that there was a smell.
Oh gosh!
Just
that's
because
a lot.
there was, I feel like that washing system of clean and dirty hadn't been established properly,
and maybe there was some food plates in there.
Yeah, I feel like the bed was not a clear area.
It was not a clear area, no.
Okay, I have some thoughts, I have some feelings, I have some more thoughts again after the feelings. Okay, so these are, do you want to take a nice handful of these? You're going to read,
yeah,
read them all out. Have a little room in the box. So at the beginning of every episode we do, me and Stevie do our most adult things of the week, and I know some of you are new and have written them under duress. This is exactly what I'm looking for. So neat as well, right at the top. I went to the tip.
Yes, it's good stuff.
Also, very, very on brand for sorting your life out.
Yes.
Go to the tip. Didn't say what they did there. Had a little trip, you know, went to the tip. Did they get something out of it? Maybe.
This person has really folded it. This person has my energy. It's like, I'm going to fold it nicely and tidily. Oh, and it's really nice. I asked my boyfriend to marry me. And he said no.
No.
He said yes.
Who's that? Oh, congratulations.
Who's that?
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
Also, a yes woman proposing to a man. This one says, bought a chic and practical rain poncho from Decathlon for cycling in the rain.
Oh, yes.
Very
please.
Nice.
I've got two medical ones here. Had my first smear test at 25.
Oh, yes, okay.
And then this one, I do have questions. 4 vaccines in one day.
Okay, can I just say,
I don't think
is
you
that person
done...
pregnant?
I'm not.
Very male voice in the reply.
It's good stuff. Because that can happen. You going abroad or yeah?
Going abroad, yeah. That'll be the most common one, yeah.
Go for it, yeah.
This person, I actually went to my yoga class that I booked on ClassPass and didn't get charged £12 for non-attendance, which is a regular occurrence.
Yes!
That's
yes.
incredible.
That's
that is
good.
Incredible.
That's really nice. That's
Guess who
really...
else has ClassPass and gets charged on a regular basis?
Yeah. I just honestly, my brain went, you've got ClassPass and you haven't cancelled it. It's £69 a month.
What?
Yeah, but you do get to attend any class you like.
Yeah, but can I just tell you, this girl is hemorrhaging money.
Oh, she can't afford it.
She's had a Fabletics legging subscription.
Oh, no.
She's been trying to get out of for like 5 years.
You're not in it still, are
no,
you?
No, I'm not in it still. Very tricky to unsubscribe from the thing because, yeah, you sign up. And then it automatically signs you on to a monthly subscription to leggings.
You don't need
to. How many leggings do I need? So, yeah, I had a lot of leggings by the end of it.
And every time you rang up, we'd be like, you just need to ring up and cancel.
And I did.
And she would ring up. And then we'd be like, did you ring up? And she was like, yeah, I've upped my subscription. I don't know how. I'm drowning in leggings.
No, I'd ring up and cancel. And then I'd buy new leggings and reignite the subscription. Hired a van and helped my friend move home.
Oh, that is
nice.
Honestly the biggest... I think that is the kindest thing you can ever do to anyone.
Is.
Help them move. Also, when people ask you to help them move post, like, 20, I'm like, are you fucking joking? Pay someone. No. Sorry.
Okay.
Taught my child to poo in the potty and didn't let him know it was disgusting. Really good.
Yeah, very good.
I've got two nice questions. One is, I left a job that wasn't making me happy anymore. First day of my new job tomorrow.
Yes!
And I'm a new uncle and I've started planning my niece's Christmas presents already.
Oh, that is cute. That's
really
a good one
nice.
To end on.
Come on, that's nice. Well done. Bring us out with a loving uncle.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to circle back to yesterday, I said to Rose, is there anything that we want to discuss particularly as a topic? Anything that you want to learn or that you've recently learned how to do? And then and Rose was like, no, we're happy for anything. And then she's replied and said, ooh, how about something like how to organise your life? Because we're pretty sure BT has undiagnosed ADHD.
Right, yeah.
And now listening to you talk, I'm like, Yes. I don't think we need to go on the waiting list. That's a yes. Okay. And I, as someone who also has ADHD, have been like, yes, I yes, 100%. Uh-huh. And I think that's probably what's happening here. And then I wrote yes in my writing back. And now we're talking. And then I've written actually here, and you just sat between us, horrified. Which is
tell me it's not true.
and then I said, and I've got a lot of thoughts. And then Rose went, well, yeah, because you've got ADHD. And save it for the pod, Rose.
Very good.
And also, I know you're horrified because... and then I've made a reference to a thing I think of literally constantly and Rose has absolutely no memory of, which is that we did a gig together once and...
This is what you were trying to remember, trying and now to... I remember. Yeah, yeah,
do you
yeah.
remember, actually?
No.
No, okay. But it was a deep COVID, so it's understood if you don't remember it. It was a weird gig and you were emceeing and I was wearing a very manic pair of dungarees and had a real, like, sort of unhinged Mamma Mia energy. And you were emceeing. And the second before I went on stage, I, like, fumbled my phone, which didn't have a case, and it just hit the cement floor and shattered to smithereens. And then Rose, like, so beside me went, did you not want to put that in a case?
What a cunt! But I have no memory of this. And I was like, I think the trauma of just witnessing that chaos has just wiped from my mind.
And then you went, and is it insured? And I went, no. And you went, oh no. You were so upset with me.
I've got no memory of like where that was or when that was.
I can't imagine her being upset with you though, because she gets very upset with me all the time about how my brain works.
No!
No! Just things, well, no, not upset, just things that I tell that I've done, she's gets very worried about it.
Yeah, it's just stuff like when I told you about how I was like, the other day I was pissed off myself because I'd gone to Lidl. Really boring story. I went to Lidl and I drove my car there and I parked and it was a Sunday and I went to pay for the car park. You've got to pay Beckenham. Anyway, so I went to pay and then I put in like the money for an hour and then it was like, you have 13 hours. And I was like, what? But I didn't understand. So I pressed it. Then I was like, oh, it's Sunday. I've basically paid for tomorrow. And I said to BT, it's so annoying. I was like, oh, fuck's sake, I've just paid this money. And BT was like, that happens to me all day long. This kind of thing is like my whole life. And BT said, what happens is when something that happens, I just say to myself, oh, perfect. Loved it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Tell them how many prams you've lost in the last month.
Prams? With baby in it?
Tell them
not with baby in, but yes, I've lost 2 full prams.
That's stressful!
2 full prams?
Yes! Okay, one, I couldn't get it down to get it into the boot, so I left it in a car park. Something else, and I was like, we've got to go now. And I just left the pram. I was like, I'll come back for it. Went back for it, obviously, it's gone. And the second one.
And actually, wasn't that pram already a replacement pram that your mother in law
had bought? Because I'd look.
Lost. She's lost another pram.
I just left the other pram at my parents' house. But anyway, the second pram I lost was when I bought, I was like, I'll get a nice one to replace the one that actually belongs to my mother-in-law. So basically I'd dropped my daughter at school and then gone home. And then I was like, well, I've got to go pick her up. So I went to go pick her up with my other child who's in a pram. And I go to open the boot, put her in the pram, and there's no pram in there. And I'm like, well, where could that have gone? And I realised that when I was dropping my daughter off at school, I got my baby out of the pram, put it in the car, and then just drove off.
When she says it, she means the baby, not the pram.
And so I'd driven off that morning and left the pram there on the street and only realised that when I got back to school. And so I was like, well, where is it? And all I saw was just a shoe, just one shoe on the floor. And that was the shoe that I'd been keeping in the basket, just one shoe.
Your shoe or?
No, a baby shoe.
Right.
I was like, I know where the other one is. I'll leave that one in there. So I picked that up and just sort of carried my baby and then put them both in the pram, put the shoe on the bonnet and then drove off and then realised... shoe was on the bonnet as I was driving. I was like, oh, there's a shoe. Anyway, that's how I lost two prams.
Oh, is okay. This resonating with you?
Well, this is so me and BT aren't really allowed to hang out one-on-one.
No.
And this is why. Like, you can't really put two people whose minds are like, well, keep one shoe, obviously. I'm not, not a fucking idiot. What's in the basket? One shoe. Put that on the roof. Get it in a minute. Where's the pram? You're like, what do you say when you do the parking? You say, oh, right.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Go on, perfect.
Perfect. And mine is, yeah. I would say 8 to 10 times a day. Yeah. Of course that's happened. So that's why you can't really be too unsupervised.
The mad thing is BT's husband is also basically
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I should have married someone very organised, but I absolutely didn't.
Didn't you go to the wrong airport on your honeymoon?
We went to the... No, almost. We were on the train to Gatwick. And then he gets out the little folder with the tickets and he's like, get off the train now.
Congratulating yourselves for like being early for
we're
once.
Like, wow, we're so organised and they booked the tickets in advance.
Isn't Heathrow?
At least it wasn't like Manchester.
No,
or something.
No.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna sort you out.
Okay.
And I firmly believe, much like Stacey Solomon, we can get through it by the end of the episode.
Oh yeah.
And we can make you a new person.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Please.
What would you say when you imagine the people coming in your fantasy to sort you out and burn your thing? Like, what is the main thing that you feel like they do in the fantasy?
They just take everything out of my house.
Yeah.
And then just put two or three things back in.
What are the two or three things they put back in?
Like my children. And an oven. And that's it.
And the oven.
The oven. Put that back in.
Sinister. That.
But they've cleaned. But they've cleaned the oven, and they've really scrubbed all the corners.
Okay. In the fantasy, did they take out all the white goods?
Oh yeah. So they're basically what I imagine is that my house is like a hamster's cage, and what you're doing is removing the top of the house and just chucking out all the sawdust, and then giving it a good anti-back, and then putting the cage back on. Like, that's what I want my house to be, something I can just tip out and then start again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're literally moving into a new house.
I know,
soon.
But it's already dusty.
Oh.
Sorry, so this is about to happen in real life. So when do you move into the
new
house?
Yeah, that's true. But okay, it is, yes, it is. I'm moving into a new house, but I've been living at my parents' house for a year. I have boxes at their house. I have boxes at my in-laws' house. I have boxes in storage.
Okay, this is a lot. I understand.
It's all, and some of the boxes are split and there's stuff spilling out. I've been like accessing some of it like a little horrid mouse going through all my things and disorganizing things. Also, when we were leaving our flat, it was my husband's job to do the last bit of packing and it was frantic.
I went round there like the day before the moving van was coming. After they'd been packing for a week, and I was like, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
All of the stuff is still here. There's like 5 racks of washing drying.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's Sam's like holding a fork, being like, ah, where should I put this in a box?
Chuck it in there.
Yeah.
I can't stress to you enough how much I didn't think about it before we moved. Like, I was like, well, and then the day before, we'll pack everything up.
Whole house.
Your whole
one
house.
One day.
Yeah.
And your two children.
Yeah.
Yeah. The day before.
Yeah, I was like, day before, we'll do the packing. Well, I mean, now I know it's insane, but...
Yeah, that is the thing. Sometimes you have to go through the experience to be like, oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm stupid.
No. Okay, so the number one thing, the thing right. that has been most helpful to me, having this ADHD diagnosis, is being like, because the book about ADHD is literally called You're Not a Lazy, Crazy, Stupid Girl.
Oh, wow, and that's me. I'm the lazy, crazy, stupid girl.
And I haven't read it.
But I have looked at the title.
So I think the thing that has been so most helpful is being like, your brain just works in a slightly different way to other people. Yeah. And that doesn't make you better or worse or broken or stupid. It's just like, this is the things I have. I've got like no object permanence. Like, if it's not, I can't see it. That's gone. If someone's like, what's in, if I, when I pack the things away in the box, I'm like, don't know what's in there, don't know where anything is, can't, if I can't, it, until I open my wardrobe, I'm like, whose clothes are these? I can't remember it. Like, so, and then just, and understand that like your brain makes dopamine in a different way. So like, these are the things that you do that are nice, and these are the things that don't feel nice. And you live in a very present way. And so it's not until the day that you need to leave that you're like, well, we should pack. You know,
you just don't want to do that.
Do that now. So like, you think about time in a different way. And so just like understanding, like, this is the brain you've got. There's no point like uphill fighting yourself and be like, why can't I do it? Why can't I be better? Why can't I be more like Rose? Like, why didn't I do everything in advance? Like, why? It's like, because that's who you are and that's who you'll always be. And that's the brain that you got in the lucky dip. And you have a bunch of other things that you got out of the genetic.
So there's no cure for it then?
It's not that there's no cure. It's just, there's no cure. There's no cure. All is a series of things that you're like, these are the way that I have to do. This is how I have to do things.
Yeah.
And there's no point at being like, one day I'll be better and I'll just, it's like, whoa, no, it's never going to happen. And there's something quite freeing about being like, okay, this is it. And it's like, so this is what we have to do to get through the day.
Right. It's call Rose and ask her what she would do.
Yeah, it's call Rose and be like, what should we do now? And that's a lot of that's a lot of pressure on
Tell
Rose.
Tell me what to do.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In terms of stuff, instead of the stuff problem, I am similar in the idea of sorting out my stuff. I find very overwhelming.
Yes.
But that's because my parents, big hoarders, hoarders. Basically, so last year I get a message from my dad saying, are you going to Brighton anytime soon? I was like, no, not going to Brighton anytime soon. Dad, live in London. He was like, I've just bought a guitar on eBay that I need picking up. I was like, I'm not fucking going to Brighton to pick up a guitar for you. So then he speaks to the guy he's bought the guitar from, and he's coming into central London, which is where my brother lives. So I text my brother saying, can you pick up this guitar for dad? And Marcus went, no, I did that 2 weeks ago. It was another guitar. And my dad, and in both of the messages have been said, don't tell your mom. So we're basically like complicit in my dad's web of guitar lies. The house is full of guitars secreted away in cupboards under beds. And my dad's like, I'm gonna refurb them. I'm gonna sell them. He's not selling any of them.
No.
Oh gosh, he's got a problem as well.
Yeah. So he's a bit of a, so their house is crammed full of stuff. So I feel like I was never taught how to sort, organize systems, put them in place.
And you were raised with an energy of, I'll refurb that and sell it. And once you've got that in your cornerstone, you're fucked.
So exactly, I am fucked because I am pregnant. There's a baby that's going to arrive. And thank you. It wasn't hard. but our spare room needs to be a baby room. But the spare room is full of all of my crap from literally when I was a child. And so like, it's so overwhelming. I totally understand that feeling of like, ha! So our friend Lizzie, who lives upstairs from us, she's like Stacey Solomon. She comes down on Sunday mornings and helps me go through it all. And it's exactly that. She'll be like, do you need this small pot of beads and sequins? When was the last time you used that? And I was like, when I was 8. But the thing is, I'm about to have a child, so they're going to be 8 at some point. So then they might need them. And Lizzie's like, I think, can we let that go? And I'm like, I can use it though. I got absolutely rinsed by her and my husband because there was just so many scraps of crepe paper that I just had in bags and boxes. And Lizzie at one point just sat down and went, how about we go through and you pick your very favourite of crepe paper and then we let the rest go. And at that point I was like, I think it's all gonna go.
What were the crepe paper for you, for wrapping presents by the
Yes, present wrapping, but also card making, because I would say about once every 5 years.
God, it's tough.
I will make a birthday card for someone. And so I'm like, so I need this crafting stuff. Yeah. And like, it's like, for me, the problem is if I think I can use it, or if I think it's wasteful to like throw it away, I can't do it. Because my parents, again, thrifty, they're saving like 2 grains of rice, putting in a Tupperware in the fridge. Like, I can't.
It's all mashed into the same thing, which is thrifting. I might be able to use that. I might be able to sell it. Oh, like, there's 12 pounds of good copper in that washing machine on the side of the motorway. Like, we can strip that for parts. Being like, no, we can't. We have so much stuff in my house that my family bought on the side of the motorway. Like, that's not a good place to be buying your things. And like, and it's this constant energy of like, and it's a good spirit. It's like, let's repair, let's save, let's do that in the future.
But it's
like,
bad for your space.
This sense of like, but one day your future proofing is preventing your presence.
Yes. I'm kind, it's really therapeutic. And now she is basically like, if something has been in a bag or in a box shoved away for more than a year, it's like, unless that's your birth certificate, get rid. You don't need
She's really good. She's really good.
But she's really good.
But the thing about it is it's what you need, and there's literally no point attempting this on your own. You have to have a supervisor.
Dan and I, we started doing it. Within 45 seconds, we weren't speaking to each other.
A partner saying, what do you want to do with this? You're like, I know what will make some fucking space if you fucking leave. Yeah. Mustn't be a partner, mustn't be a sibling, mustn't be anybody who has any sort of like anything that'll get to you, like the character of you as a person.
Right.
It has to be a friend who's like either ideally somebody who has the same problem, because you can have that problem and look on somebody else's crepe paper. My own crepe paper, exquisite treasures, must never be touched. Your crepe paper, disgusting. I'm like, bin it, burn it, get it out. You know, so you can have the problem yourself and like, like, I would love, I would happily come to you and do it with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
Cut to us, just like wearing all your clothes. Be like, what were we doing today? You've got to be supervised.
Okay.
You can have crepe paper. You have all the crepe paper in the world, but it has to go in a special designated little box, ideally clear plastic, so you can see through it, and then it's just crepe paper.
Yeah.
So it can't, and then when you find the crepe paper, you put it in your box, and you're like, there is a lot of crepe paper in here in retrospect. Yes. Like, so it has to be, like, every single thing in your home has to have a place, and has to be like, this is where the crepe paper goes. And it can be, I want to make cards in the future. I want to do jewellery with my child, who might be 8 in 8 years. Like, but it has to be a box marked jewellery and bead making. Like, as opposed to, like, arts and crafts. Like, that's too overwhelming, because that's just a chaos area.
And what happens if another, you know, batch of crepe paper comes in? Then
in it goes.
Well, right.
But if it's already full.
No, then it's going, okay, the space we've designated for this is becoming overwhelmed. Now we have to take some out.
It will be easier to look upon your crepe paper clear plastic tray when it's heaving and you're trying to add more in and be like, huh, that does feel too much.
Yeah.
But when you just see one lovely piece and you're like, exquisite, and then you just
You just put it like in a drawer with your pants or something. Yeah. And then you're like, because then you're like, I've only got one lovely piece.
Yeah, okay. And I think there's you have a space. Really good opportunity in moving into this new house because you have a blank canvas. And I would say, do not bring all the boxes in at once. Mm. Bring them in box by box.
Yes.
Go through, open the box. What's in here?
Moths.
Moths. Yes.
moths. You got moths, moths in the box. Moths. All moths. Yeah, so many moths. There's a box of our clothes in my parents' basement that my mum's like, I think there's some moths coming out of there. And I went down and opened it and I was just like, moths everywhere.
And then what's your special catchphrase you say when things are like,
perfect.
Perfect. Perfect.
Perfect.
A thousand moths.
Yeah.
Living in the thing. Oh, lovely. Yeah. I would love... personally, if we could do some of the boxes before we're all invested now, we could do some of the boxes before we got them into the house.
Okay.
Because my panic is we do like a bit of the box, and you're like, oh my God, this is going so well. Then it's like, ding dong, oh fuck, I forgot. Stephen, he's here now. And then you're like, this box, blanket over it, under the stairs, and that's never touched for 6 months.
Right.
So if we can do it before we get in the house.
My mum keeps trying to encourage me to go down there.
But again, forget her because you're like, fuck you. So, but if you can in your own time, bring in your Stacey Solomon, whoever they are, and go down and look at one box and just be like, today, for 1 hour, we just do moth box. Just moth box. And if along the way you keep being like, huh, every single box has got a single MacBook charger in it.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah.
And then you're like, how can I have so many? And it's like, I guess every time I go out, I forgot it and I went to the Apple store and bought another one. Yeah. And then I just put them in the drawer with my pants. And then it's like, okay, now I make one box called MacBook chargers.
Maybe let some of the MacBook chargers go.
Maybe. There's no pressure just yet. When you see them all together,
no, let some of them go.
But what if I kept one in each bag in case...
So just to say, what's your thought? See your thought through to completion
then. My thought was, put one in every single bag I own and then I'll never not have one.
But it has to just be like, I'm leaving today. What do I need? Here's my list for today. I get my thing. Be like, oh, I get
okay.
To... Yep, questions.
Here's my thing about lists.
Yep.
I forget to make them. Okay. So if I make a list of all the things to remember, I've forgotten to make the list. And then it's like, I've got to leave the house. You know? Before every holiday, I'm like, oh, I wish I'd made a list. Packing in my bag. Forgetting everything. Leaving the house.
Then this is what you need to do. Make a master list on your computer...
Just one that I can go to all the time.
Yes, and you add to that, you can delete from that.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, that's quite good.
Mm. And it stays there and it's permanent. It's on your phone, you checking, like, okay, what do I need? But also, again, like, lists are not for everyone. So when people start screaming at you, like, just make a list, and you're like, if that freaks you out, you're like, why aren't I a good girl who can do lists? Like, that's totally okay. And so if every bag a MacBook charger is the way forward... Or maybe on the MacBook we could write a sticker and it could say,
don't forget the charger.
What? Yeah. I thought you were going to have to say something else like I love roses or something like, hello. Yeah. No, if the sticker said, where's the charger, you know?
Yeah.
Or don't forget the charger or
something. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, that could be something.
That is good.
I do that actually. If I have to get up really early... and I've packed my bags, not to brag, but there'll be something, e.g. I've made this, again, really rubbing it in, I've made myself a packed lunch for the next day.
Fucking hell. Can I just tell you, but downstairs, Rose ate a pizza out of a Tupperware and BT went, what the fuck is that? Their producer very kindly and very astutely said, I think, BT, that's coming from a place of jealousy.
My tip for Ari list, so I've made my lunches in the fridge and I need to remember to take it out of the fridge to put it in my bag. Post-it notes to your friend. I'll write lunch and I'll stick it like on the bathroom mirror somewhere you cannot miss it.
Post-it note on the mirror.
Yeah, for a thing that... It's like, it's not a full list, but it's like, I need to remember this one thing.
And for me, there's already so many barriers to that, because it's
where's
like,
the post-it
where are
notes?
The post-it notes? Yeah. Where are the pens?
Yeah. Where are the pens?
Where are the pens?
For me, and I know it's, because it's a bit of a... Okay, so I
get an Etch-a-Sketch.
What are you going to do with the Etch-a-Sketch?
Just have it.
And have you got a whiteboard?
Oh, a whiteboard, yeah.
fiction thing I'd wear, I can think of writing a message. Probably an extra sketch. We get one of them.
Do you feel with the children that the children, do you feel like you're getting them like through the day where they're supposed to be remembering?
Oh, yeah. No, the thing is, all my power at the minute is going towards getting them to where they need to be.
So that's the thing. I do believe for another person, you are able to do it. It's for yourself that's the issue.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. I've found my own.
You say that. Didn't you take your daughter to school the day? A day early?
Yes.
On Sunday?
No, no. Just the day before it actually started, I took her to school.
I think everyone's done that.
And the teacher was like, what are you doing here?
Yeah. It was an insert day. Anyway.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard. That's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot to remember.
Yeah, okay. I do believe it is on the other people. Sometimes I attempt to like put the bag, like something by the door, visual, like physically there. And then I'll be like, what's that then? And then I'll have to be like, oh, thank you for the support. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, oh, I'm either taking this physical bag or if I need to post something, I just put it by the door to be like on the middle of the floor.
Yeah.
To be like, because I did have one of the suggestions was like, you need a box by the door of all your things. Mm-hmm. That was a box by the door filled with things. Yeah. None of them ever left the fucking house because they were in the box. And it was like, put the important stuff in the box. One of the things was a parking ticket that I needed. No.
That is literally like a metaphorical box where you're like, and that's done, that's there.
That's the box.
Put it in the box,
it's done. That's perfect. It has to be like in the middle of the floor. Uh-huh. Like, so you like, there's no way you could leave the house without doing it.
I've done
it.
That before. Looks insane, but it's.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So a big part of this is like, it looks insane. You have to build a life that is basically like being like at primary school. Like, it has to be like clear plastic boxes. Everything is labeled. Like, you look like a child. And you're like, you're so cross with yourself because you're like, how is this what I have to do? Placing the letter by the door, being like, what's that? But you're just like, it's not stupid and it doesn't seem insane. It's just like, this is what I have to do every day.
Right, yeah.
Or it can feel insane, but you're like, yeah, but guess what? I remember to post it. Like, guess what? Yeah. I paid the parking ticket. You know, it's like, this is how life has to be. The day I discovered that I made the transition from like antique apothecary drawers, where honestly I was like, what's in the drawers? Don't know. The day I transitioned to clear plastic, which I was like, how vulgar. Why would I have clear plastic? Now I'm like, oh, I can see all the things. I know where I'm supposed to be. I know all the stuff. And that was a huge, big mental jump.
Yeah.
And, and then just stopping the, any self-beating up that's like, I should be better than this. Like, you're not. This is where you're at.
Yeah, and I was going to suggest labels as well.
Labels,
you can label. Like, but do you remember when you were struggling with something and I was like, oh, you could label things.
I've already got a label printer.
Yeah. She was like, you think I haven't got a label maker? Of course I've got a label maker.
I've got two.
Got
two label makers.
Yeah.
It's so cruel because you have all these dreams about who you are and what you'll be, and you're like, labels. Then I'll get it together.
That will fix everything.
And I think the moment you can transition to be like, there is no fix. There is no fix. There is no cure. There is no mainframe. There is no app. There is no Alexa. God, that felt very dystopian as I was naming all those things. But that once you get over that, like, there isn't anything. It's like, it's only what I can currently do with myself
right
now.
Right.
Then
okay,
like,
okay.
Okay, and you just take away that dream of like one day Stacey's coming. It's like, she's not coming. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's not coming.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've made it so dark. Be upbeat for me, Rose.
Yay!
Yeah, it really genuinely did help me to let go of the fantasy.
Yeah.
And also I think that fantasy is very unreal. That's unrealistic for most people, I would say. Stacey's on a different plane, okay? She's clipping crisps up in her cupboard.
Oh,
most
people,
it's about, just being like, there will be some chaos, but how can I find a few little workarounds to just mean that like my day-to-day life isn't like hellishly stressful? You can't live like Marie Kondo. You can't do it. Also, I read an interview with her who said, I've had a kid now and all that stuff's a load of shit. Can't do it. My house is a tip. So
right? That's what living is. That's what life is. Mm-hmm, and also when Stacey comes and fixes you, she brings an entire Channel 4 film crew and like all professionals and people.
Yeah,
and
they get to sort through all your embarrassing things.
Yeah, right? There's a whole team of people. So of course you can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
And when people say bullshit stuff, like famously Molly May from, we all know who Molly May is. Don't pretend we don't stalk her and Bambi the baby relentlessly. She said on her podcast, we have the same 24 hours as a day as Beyonce. And then everyone like really gave her shit. And then she was like, went on the podcast to defend herself and was like, but that is how time works. Like,
We do all have the same 24 hours in the day. And she really couldn't get her head around that people were like, right, but you and Beyonce have like nannies and housekeepers and chefs and, and stylists and makeup people, and your whole day is catered for. So the hours that you've got for yourself to make your creative project, whatever you're doing, like every other aspect of your life is cared for. And it's like that dream isn't coming for us unless we get really rich. So please subscribe to the Patreon. Because some of us really need the help. I feel like I've made it into a very dark space to end. So do we have a positive place?
I'm never going to change. Get used to it.
That wasn't it. There can be change, just like don't just let go of the fantasy that she's coming because she ain't coming. You can do it. And also, it doesn't, at the end of the day, like, you lost two prams, but you're still fantastic. You're such a nice gal, and everybody loves you. And the things when you're like, oh, I wish I could do this, it's like, sure, but there are so many other things in your life that people are like, oh, I wish I could do, you know, X, Y, and Z. I can't think of anything right now. Sure.
I wish that instead of getting stressed out about fucking paying 70p unnecessarily to Croydon Council car park, I could have just gone, perfect. It ruined my weekend. Awful way to be.
That's
terrible.
I'm the dickhead.
And that's actually the message of the show. No, that's the thing. It's like different strokes, different boats. Like everybody's different. Everyone's doing their own thing. You can't be jealous of how other people's brains works. But like, everyone's got their own brain. Everyone's just doing their very best with it.
And just get someone else to sort your house out.
Just throw money at the situation. Just get someone else in. Let's get millionaires and then I think that'll fix it.
Sorted. Done it.
Done it.
Complete.
And does anyone want any crepe paper?
Please. We should all, when we do these things, we should all bring our treasures. Fucking take them away.
Really demeaning. Really demeaning.
To be fair, my mum still has our teeth. Is that weird?
Yeah, my mum sent me mine in the post with no warning.
Whoa!
Bag of teeth!
Bag? How does she have so many?
No, small. It was in cling film.
Cling film of teeth? Why did she think you want them?
I don't know. She'd seen something on Facebook. Someone had made a sculpture out of them. I don't know.
No warning, bag of teeth.
No warning, little pouch of teeth.
See, and this is the thing. Everyone's just climbing uphill because their parents are all insane. And they raised us, so we're just trying our best. And you know, you've got a bag of teeth in the poster. And you're just trying to get through the day.
Just got to live your life.
Everyone's parents got their teeth. I think that's fine.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah. this has been an absolute delight. You've been really so nice. This has been so lovely. These guys have an incredible podcast, if you don't know it, called Birthday Girls House Party. There's an extra one. Can you imagine adding a third into this? Amazing. And it's wonderful. You can get it everywhere. Can you?
Yeah,
sure.
It's everywhere.
Well, I mean, not everywhere. Like WH
Smith.
Everywhere
gets podcasts. WH Smith.
Can't get it on like Pornhub or something. I don't know. but maybe that's where we get the money, you know? Maybe. Not adverse to it. Desperate for a chef. We'd do anything at this point for a chef. We've got absolutely nothing to promote. This is our last live show of the year, so thank you so much. Stevie's here. Imagine if she'd been here, but silent the whole time. For the audio listeners, being like, wow, not contributing, I guess. Well, we've had a lovely day, and it's been nice to hang out with you. Thank you all so much for coming. Have an amazing rest of the day. Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer.
Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.